some names that are popping up already. Our former state senator, Jason Allen, he works now for the Michigan National Guard, but he came within just a handful of votes of winning the nomination when Dan Benyshek first ran. We're also hearing Tom Casperson. He's the Republican state senator from the Upper Peninsula, who was widely seen as kind of the heir apparent should Benyshek win re-election and then retire in 2018 after four terms. And also on the Republican side, Peter Petalia, a state representative from the Lower Peninsula, chair of the House Transportation Committee, who says that he's kind of got the resume for the job. On the Democratic side, former state Democratic Party chairman Lon Johnson has had a campaign up and running for a couple of months now.
And then, and also Jerry Cannon has announced that he's running.
Jerry Cannon, who ran the last time around, has said that he's running, but Michigan Democrats kind of say that Lon Johnson seems to be the one that he recruited Cannon to run before, that a lot of Cannon's institutional support was the result of Lon Johnson. So if, in fact, a primary on the Democratic side plays out, that Lon Johnson would be the one to beat.
Are you surprised that Jerry Cannon would be running again if he was handpicked, you know, to run in 2014?
This is one of the most competitive congressional districts in the country, on paper at least. And so when a vacancy occurs, anyone who's had an interest in this, and I would put Jerry Cannon and Jason Allen, for that matter, you know, into that camp, has got to take another look at it. So, yeah, no, I don't think it's really a surprise.
The conventional wisdom about this district is that, if you want to call it that, is that somebody from the Upper Peninsula has an advantage over somebody from the Lower Peninsula. How do you see it shaping up in 2016?
Well, statistically, that's always been the case because the lion's share of the population was in the Upper Peninsula. Now, roughly 60% of the residents of that district are below the Mackinac Bridge. And so, you know, the majority is down there. Really, the question is still with that many voters up above the bridge and the expectation that congressman is going to be from the UP, will UP voters, especially in the Republican primary, kind of hang together and say that, you know, we're more or less say, you know, we're going to be a block of voters who are going to support one of our own, while, you know, south of the bridge, that vote just kind of gets divided among all the rest of them.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Have a good week, Rick.
Well, you too, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.